Amen. But you're on a special ops mission. Some of you don't even realize it, but some of you do. But I believe we're that generation. How about you? Full power. You know, the Lord gave me that illustration years ago about the microphone and the amplifier. He said, you can have the best microphone in the world that money can buy. You can have the best amplifier that money can buy, the best equipment. You can have the knowledge to take them apart and put them back together. You can have the best equipment and knowledge. Everybody say equipment and knowledge. Equipment and knowledge. But if somebody unplugs the power source,
come on.
How good is that equipment and knowledge now? And all of a sudden, there's no power. It's no good. You have it, but it's no good. So here we have a lot of Christians with all this knowledge, and we have this great equipment, the Bible, the Word. We got more. We can have church, going to church. You know what I mean? In your car, and DVDs and CDs. We got more than the church has ever had before. But if there's no power, there's a lot of churches and youth groups, there's no power. How come we're not seeing it? How come somebody tell me? And I'm not mad at you. This is just that coach in me. The Holy Spirit will come on me sometimes. Somebody tell me why there's not a 24/7 TV, some kind of television station or program on Dish or Direct that's showing constant miracles. Constant miracles. Why? Am I reading? Is it not true? I believe it's true. But there's got to be a generation who lives in the anointing and understands they're the body of Christ. Not just, oh, I heard that. That was good. You preached that in our church 6 years ago. That was really... Hush. Live it. Wear it. I told our church, we're wearing it, we're speaking it, we're putting it on our cars, we're wearing our keychains, we're going to put it on our dogs, we're going to name our dogs. Yeah. Now here's how it all started. I'm in Israel, right? And we just took an Israel trip. And by the way, youth, and I know Mom's watching, Mom, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit while we were in Israel, said, Chip, I want you to have a leadership youth tour in Israel next year. I said, yes, ma'am. She said, I'm not going to be a part of it. We'll have Shelly do my part, but you'll lead them. We'll have Guy. He's a guide over there who's awesome. And here's some of the things we're going to do. And there were Australia churches over there, one of them from Hillsong, and they're going to get their youth involved in this. Canada and other leaders from all over are going to come. And Mom said, I just only want one bus. She goes, Mom said, I'm not considered about numbers. I want to raise up some real champion warriors in the last days. I'm not real concerned about the number. That David wasn't concerned about the numbers either. Neither was God with Gideon. He just kept taking them off. But the numbers seemed to be growing. One of the things we're going to do is take a camel ride out into the desert with tents, and we're going to pack them, and we're going to stay all night under the stars in the desert with tents. Isn't that awesome? And we're going to teach and look at those stars that God showed Abram when he became Abraham. And we're going to teach men and women how to see in faith. You're scared, don't go. You're not ready. Amen. Camels, they stink it. Don't go. Stay home in the air conditioning. Get your potato chips. God loves you. You're still going to heaven. We're going to kayak the Jordan River, get baptized in it where Jesus got baptized by John the Baptist. We're going where David and Goliath fought. We're going to mountain bike down to that one. We're going to climb a couple mountains. We're going to get some real leaders. If you're worried about lunch right now and you're sleepy, probably not you. Keep seeking the Lord. But we were just over there, and they just recently found a synagogue. You know, they're always digging. And they just recently found one, and they're very excited about it. It's probably one of the most exciting things they found recently in Israel. And it happens to be right where Mom's place is by the Sea of Galilee. And so we got to visit it. And we were one of the earlier groups to visit it as it was done. And so we're down there. And it's scriptural. It's 100% guaranteed Jesus was there. How do they know this? Because in the scriptures it says he went from village to village, town to town, and to all the synagogues, and he was preaching, and we know what he was preaching. But there's a particular scripture that says he landed at Migdal. This is where they found it. It's right off the coast of Migdal. They landed there, and he went to the synagogue, and he preached. And we know what he preached. We know what he said at this place. They found it. They found the rock where you lay the scroll down, whoever gets up to speak.